soon after that, as I remember, Joe Desch took over again active management of electrical and electronic engineering work.
Uh-huh.
And although I worked then for a couple of years again for Bob Mumaw, Joe was much more involved. And in 1955, I believe it was, he organized an electrical engineering department and put me in charge of it. Now, during these years, I met frequently with Joe to talk to him. He was always kind of a guy that seemed to want to guide me,
mm-hmm.
which I loved because he was so respected in the company. But there in the middle 50s, then, we became very close because the electrical work that I was doing was computer work. In 1952, I believe, the company had acquired Computer Research Corporation. Mm-hmm. And by 1955, they decided that they wanted to do the production in Dayton of that unit, so they put me in charge of electrical engineering, electronic engineering, to do that production design and work and interfacing with the manufacturing. And in addition, we were to design peripheral equipment, printers, tape decks, mm-hmm. and so forth, to go with the equipment, with the computer. So, Joe and I became enmeshed in that program,
uh-huh.
deeply enmeshed, because it was the first time that the Dayton operation was going to be digital computer manufacturing and delivery to a customer.
Hmm.
So that was a profound undertaking.
Yeah.
The relationship with Joe was very tight at that time. In fact, he and I would exchange a lot of thoughts about management, project management, particularly.